Chris, are you sitting down?
Yeah.
Because we know that your Miami Dolphins at some point are interested in a quarterback, whether it be now or next year with Tua, or something in between.
Yeah, probably Tua, but yeah.
Peter King is reporting of all the teams that are spending time studying Josh Rosen, the Miami Dolphins, far and above, are spending more time than anybody else looking into Josh Rosen.
Giants and Chargers in the discussion, too, late last week. The Patriots were in the discussion. They don't seem to be in the discussion. But, you know, who knows? But
they want to make a deal.
But you're right, but Adam Schefter also mentioned it as well.
I think it makes sense for the Dolphins to look into it. I don't mind that my team is, you know, the team that I root for is being reported that they're doing the best job of doing their homework, or at least the most in-depth background check. I don't see this team giving up real assets, which is what I think. When I say real, I mean like a first rounder to get Josh Rosen. I just don't see the value in that, because you're going to take him from a really crappy situation for a first year quarterback and put him in a pretty crappy situation for a second year quarterback.
Would you do it for a third?
I think it's going to take more than that.
I think it would too, but
at least a second.
According to this Peter King article, a third is being discussed.
Adam Schefter said Rosen, the price for him depends on how many teams.
Especially when you factor in that last year you were going to take him at 11.
Yeah.
It sounded like you were going to take Josh Rosen at 11 before Arizona jumped up two spots to get ahead of Miami to take the kid.
See, Adam's saying if two or more teams bid for Rosen, it could end up being a first rounder. Otherwise, Arizona likely looking in a second round. I think there's going to be like six teams. I think you've got to be looking at possibilities of the Dolphins, the Patriots, the Giants, the Redskins, the Raiders. That's five right there. Who am I missing?
Chargers.
Absolutely. That's six.
Here's the problem for me if I'm a GM. Normally, I would be excited about the opportunity to steal away a former first-round pick with experience versus rolling the dice on these young kids coming out of college. But I didn't see enough out of Josh Rosen last year. To me,
it was unfair.
Yeah,
that's what I mean. You're right.
Yeah, he's still in the same class as these guys coming out of college. I don't know enough about him. There's no body of work in the NFL.
Not you being unfair, man. It was unfair. It's hard to judge what he went through because that was just utterly –
It'd be unquestioned if Josh Rosen were coming out of UCLA this year. He would be the number one quarterback.
He would
be.
Yeah, I think so.
So is that worth a second rounder for the Miami Dolphins? I think it is.
It still seems like a steal.
I think it is.
It's value.
I think you got to seriously consider that. And so should the Giants, by the way. So should the Chargers. So should all the other teams that I mentioned.
Yeah.
Maybe not so much the Raiders, but I just think that, I mean, Gruden just loves Kyler Murray. So I don't know what, if that's a ruse or what. I know Derek Carr is not very comfortable right now. We know Rosen isn't comfortable. And
yeah, he's admitted it.
Yeah. It's just weird to see stuff like some of the stuff that's come out on Twitter and reported over the last few days. It's kind of like, wow, man, this would never happen 20 years ago.
The Dolphins have one second round pick this year. It is the 16th pick of the second round, number 48 overall.
Yep. They pick at 13 and 48. Chargers have number 28 and 60. The Giants have picks 6, 17, and 37. Not that the Steelers would do anything, but they have four of the top 83 picks, 10 of the 219, so roughly one in the 20. Patriots have like five in the top 100. So I would stick the Patriots in this list as well, along with Miami, along with the Chargers, along with the Giants at the very least. I still think the Raiders could be in there. I think the Redskins would kick the tires as well. Why wouldn't they?
I think Washington and the Giants are the two teams where it makes the most sense to make the move now.
I agree.
The Chargers and the Patriots.
You still got a guy.
Yes. Would it be nice to have the heir apparent for Tom Brady or Philip Rivers?
Yes.
Yeah, it would be great to have that guy. But are you going to give up a second for that guy?
I would rather use that pick to help out my guy who's still pretty good.
Currently.
My Philip Rivers is still good. Let's get him some more receivers
I want to get Brady another offensive lineman. Let's go get Brady another tight end to throw to. Whatever. Go get him an asset that he can use now, as opposed to like a luxury pick, which is why I don't think they go Daniel Jones at 32 or any quarterback at 32.
And which is why, I mean, I don't know. I mean, Jones there, Drew Locke, I mean, guys like Greer are going to be probably in the second round. I still think there's a chance he might get taken in the first round.
I do, too. Quarterbacks always move up. Like second-round quarterbacks always get picked in the first round.
The Haskins,
I think it's so different this year because the market for quarterbacks is so different than what we've been used to.
Yeah.
Think about teams that have to get a quarterback.
Right.
It's like three.
Right.
It's the Dolphins, it's the Giants, it's the Redskins.
Yeah.
That's it. Those are the only teams that absolutely have to get – they don't have to.
No, they don't have to.
They invested a lot in the first round last year.
Now, you said – you included the Giants in that team, and I think reasonably so. But the Giants may not take a quarterback, even though they absolutely have to have one 2 years in a row.
And I still think you got – you know, there could be a possibility, although I think it would be a major chemistry problem. I think it would be an issue at some point that they keep Rosen, draft Kyler Murray – as we talked about this before, Rose, next year it's only $1.2 million in 2019, only $1.9 million in 2020, only $2.9 million in 2021, a fifth-year option in 2022. If you're the Cardinals, why? You should not be in any rush to deal this guy at all.
Well,
you can wait till the trading deadline, or if you absolutely are stuck, convinced that you are not dealing him unless you get a number one back, then don't do it because – it's certainly affordable. I just think you have him and Kyler Murray on the same team. I don't know.
That could be tough. Kent Summers, who is a sports columnist for the Arizona Republic, but a longtime Cardinals beat guy, knows the team pretty well. He is quoted as saying he doesn't see any way that the Cardinals draft quarterback. That is to say, they kind of like Josh Rosen. There's no need to do it 2 years in a row. And he has him going with Quinnen Williams out of Alabama, number one.
I think he's nuts.
It's not to go interior D lineman right there. I think Williams is going to be a stud.
I think
at
Kyler
this
Murray,
level.
99.99% is going to the Arizona Cardinals.
It's the fact, and I'd lean lower than that just because the Cardinals gave up assets last year to move up to the number 10 spot.
Yep.
Not only did they take the quarterback in the first round last year, they gave additional draft picks up. Gave him to the Bucs in order to snag him away from Miami.
Right.
And this, yes, it's a new coaching staff. Same GM is in place.
Yes. Keim, right?
Yeah.
But one thing is certain is that the Dolphins are going to have a big decision to make at 13 because there will be quarterbacks available. There absolutely will be. Whether Kyler Murray gets in the first round or gets the first pick gets traded or Rosen's out there, Daniels, Drew Locke. Whatever, there is going to be a pretty decent name out there at quarterback for the Dolphins to ponder at 13. I have no doubt about that. That's going to be a tough decision right there, especially if they're projecting Haskins falls some to 15. I can't see it.
No.
I still can't see the Giants passing on him. But with Gettleman, I don't know. But if Haskins is there at 13 and you're Miami, don't you have to take him? I think you have to.
I do. I think he is. I think he's the one I've got circled in the draft. I don't know what's going to happen with Kyler Murray. I think he's a phenomenal athlete. Mm-hmm. He may be great. I would not be surprised if he is great. Haskins is more. I don't want to get caught
You're
using words
Daniels
like prototype.
Is gonna go ahead. How could Daniels go ahead of Haskins? Come on!
I can't see that. I cannot see that.
We saw Duke play. You know, a few times, and he's a nice quarterback. Maybe he ends up being one of the greats of all time. That's the thing in the draft. You know, we sit here and. But just looking at the eyeball test, what does it tell you? Haskins is, I think, superior quarterback to I don't even know how they're even spoken in the same breath, to be honest with you.
I agree with you. One's a first rounder and one's not, in my opinion.
But they got Daniels going to in the top 10.
I don't see it.
I don't see it either, but more and more people are his stock has risen and Haskins hasn't because he doesn't run a great 40-yard dash. Who cares
about
the 40-yard dash? What do your eyes tell you?
The eyeball test.
And if I'm after Haskins, to me, I'll stick with it. After Haskins, the two I go with before, if I'm a GM, if I had a choice and I had to pick a quarterback, it's a tie between Locke and Stidham. I think both of those guys are going to be really good. I'd take both of those guys over Daniels. I might even take Greer over Daniels. I think it probably would.
Maybe.
And maybe it's because the Big 12 when they throws a lot more and you see more highlights, whether it's Duke is more not like that.
Yeah.
But I will tell you that. I would take Stidham and Locke before I took Daniels. That's just me.